Gold Central Victoria, Bob Seger, old time rock and roll. 16 to 9, time to talk all things motoring. Our motoring expert is Brian Reed. He's on the line with thanks to Perro's Automated Paints, Breen Street, Bendigo. Morning, Brian. How are you going?
Going well, thanks, Sean.
Nico Rosberg is the 2016 Formula One champion. He had a surprise announcement after winning the title.
Well, he had to work for it, didn't he? His teammate Lewis Hamilton did everything possible to stop Rosberg from taking the 2016 World Drivers Championship at Abu Dhabi last weekend. And this was the final round, so it was all down to the final race. And Rosberg led by 12 points going into the 21st Grand Prix for the season. And Hamilton controlled the race from the front, but then he slowed the field down and he was hoping the third place Sebastian Vettel and fourth place Max Verstappen would close up on Rosberg and perhaps even displace him from the podium finish he needed to win the title. And Hamilton then defied orders from his team to speed up, but he couldn't manipulate the outcome in the end, and Rosberg came home 0.4 of a second behind the winner to secure his first world championship title. Hamilton was a bit grumpy after the event. He was looking forward to adding a fourth title to his CV, but he might even face some disciplinary action from Mercedes for his carrying on the track. But I doubt if anything much will come of that, perhaps a slap on the wrist or something. So Rosberg becomes the 2016 world champion by 5 points from Hamilton, and Australia's Daniel Ricciardo finished a brilliant season in third place. Interesting too, Sean, that Nico Rosberg's father, Keke Rosberg, also won the world championship 34 years ago, so there's something in the genes.
And he's pulled the pin.
Sorry?
He's pulled the pin.
No, I don't think so, has he? I haven't heard.
Haven't you heard the news this morning?
I have not.
He's retired.
Well, I think you should do the segment from now on.
No, we've had it in the news right from six. I thought you might know.
No, I haven't had the radio on this morning, so that's something. A couple of other notable retirements, though. McLaren Honda driver Jenson Button, he's decided to give it away after 17 seasons in Formula One. He reckons he's on sabbatical for 12 months, but he won't come back. He's 36 years of age. He won the World Championship in 2009. And he drove 305 Grand Prix with 15 victories. So he won't be back as a Formula One driver, but I wouldn't be surprised if he does a Mark Webber and perhaps go into sports car racing or something like that. And Felipe Massa, the other one from Williams, a very popular figure in Formula One from Brazil. Interesting, he had his first race, his first Grand Prix, back in 2002, the Australian Grand Prix at Albert Park. And he had 11 victories, and his first one came in 2006, the Turkish Grand Prix. He contested 250 races, and really the reception he got from his fellow competitors when he retired out of his home Grand Prix in Brazil, I did refer to this one last weekend, I think that's testimony to the respect he generates from the other Formula One teams, and as well as his own team, Williams, of course. But that's certainly big news about Rosberg.
The V8 supercars are in Sydney this weekend. Shane Van Gisbergen was a leader from the practice sessions yesterday.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah. The title's down to these final two races, Sean, this weekend at Sydney's Olympic Park circuit. Whatever way it goes, it's going to be a Holden victory, but which driver, it's going to be really interesting because it's down to the two Red Bull team drivers. We've got multiple champion Jamie Wincup, but he's really got the task ahead. He trails points leader Shane Van Gisbergen. So he'll need two great results and a lot of luck, I think, if he's going to add to his tally of championship wins. But Kiwi Shane Van Gisbergen, well, he's in the box seat. He's hot favourite to take his first V8 supercar championship. And if he wins, he'll be the first New Zealander since Jim Richards to take the title. Now, I did hear this, the latest news from Sydney. Scott McLaughlin actually topped the practice session yesterday in the first practice for the Coates Hire Sydney 500. He's having his last drive, by the way, for the Gary Rogers Motorsport team in the Volvo. But watch out, the hard-charging Van Gisbergen was fastest in practice two, and he put in the fastest lap ever around the Sydney Olympic Park circuit. So watch out for him, and stay tuned for a report next week.
Brian, you've spoken about female drivers shining in motorsport in 2016. Some more good results from the girls in two major titles.
Fantastic. Molly Taylor, she's created motor racing history in Australia by becoming the first female Australian rally champion driver. With co-driver Bill Hayes, Molly steered a Subaru Impreza WRX to victory at Coffs Harbour last weekend, the final round of the 2016 season. Molly and Bill Hayes won the championship just by 2 points from Simon Evans and Bill Seary. It was a tough event, marred by tyre problems. Interesting, Sean, Molly's mother, Coral, took the Navigator's title 8 years ago when she co-drove with Neil Bates in a Toyota Corolla. And another interesting thing was that very same car finished third overall this year. Not a bad legacy for Toyota. The other one, though, is Leanne Tander. Leanne's married to the 2007 Australian V8 supercar champion Garth Tander. She's raced Formula Ford, Formula 3 and V8 supercars, but she became the first female to ever win a Formula 3 race, an open wheeler race, back in 2007. Just missed out on the championship by 2 points, and she just lost it again the following year. But this year, the 36-year-old mother of two clinched the Formula Ford series down at Phillip Island to become the first woman to win an Australian national circuit racing title. So she's also competed at Bathurst a couple of times back in 2001 and 2009. She finished fifth overall in the 2001 Konica Supercar Series. So she's well credentialed and well done, ladies.
That covers motorsport. Last weekend you advised, Brian, your favourite motoring gesture for the year. I've got mine. It was Luke Beveridge giving his premiership medallion to the injured captain, Bob Murphy. That was probably my number one sporting gesture for the year. And I think the Bulldogs, the whole team, showed class and humility after their win. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. Yes, I think that was a tremendous sporting gesture, and it's just testimony to a great sportsman and a great footballer.
And a great team. That was Brian Reed talking motoring with thanks to Perro's Automotive Paints, Breen Street, Bendigo. Brian's going to go straight to the internet in about 30 seconds, and we'll catch up with Brian again next Saturday morning.
Good on you. Thanks, Sean. I'll do that straight away.
Up next, Hoodoo Guru is on Gold.